And welcome back under the mighty 690 KGGF as we have Molly Carnes and Carly Brashler in with us here this morning. We just spoke with Roosevelt Middle School students. Now on to Field Kinley. Good morning, Molly. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Hey.
As yes, Carly, we've had you in here before. As Molly, I believe you've been over to our station before
yes.
as well in the past. As thanks for taking some time on this Monday morning. I know it's Monday. I know it's time to get back into bed, honestly, as it certainly
yes,
looks
yes.
like it. Time to get back to it. Well, what class would you be in, Carly? I know government, you said?
Government.
Is that
my
your,
least favorite.
Oh, I was going to ask. Is that your favorite class out there?
No way.
Certainly not. Molly, what would you be in right now?
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting. Okay, cool. That was one of my favorite classes when I went to high school. Yeah, it started out as a dead end, but then I started covering sports, and hey, now
yeah,
I'm here
now
doing sports
you.
On the radio. Exactly. So, Molly, what grade are you in again?
I'm a senior.
Senior. Carly?
Senior.
Senior as well. A couple of seniors here as, I believe, is homecoming behind us now?
Yes, thank goodness.
Yes.
Wow. So that's usually the big major date there in the first semester, as first semester just flying by here with us. Now, Molly, tell me again what you are involved with. Any sports, any clubs at Phil Kinley?
I'm in Stuco.
Stuco, okay.
And Interact and a few other ones.
What is Interact?
So... hard to explain. We basically just like help out.
Okay.
Around.
Okay, so you're, service. Yeah, the social kind of connection between of there and Carly, what are you involved in at Field Kinley again? And
I play softball.
That's right.
And I'm in Stuco, kind of in Key Club, but kind of not.
Yeah, so Stuco around homecoming. I'm sure you guys
were
very very busy.
Crazy.
Very very busy, certainly.
Yeah.
Well. Cool. Let's get into and what we might see for the students this week of October at Field Kinley. You guys have any announcements over there?
Yeah. So today we have football and JV going to Pittsburgh at 5. And then we have our vocal concert at 7 today in the FKHS auditorium. So that should be really cool. And then tomorrow we have Winnefield Marching Festival at 9 a.m. and volleyball at Indy at 5 p.m.
And on Thursday, we have cross country. It's their SEK meet at Chanute at 4. Volleyball, JV, and varsity plays at home at 5. Friday, our FFA team goes to Sedan for horse judging, and football plays at home versus Chanute at 7, and it's senior night at 6:30. And Saturday, debate goes to Caney.
All right, so eventful today and at the later parts of the week, so hopefully a lot of sports as well. Football season kind of getting to those ending moments as well. So real quick, Molly, you're a senior. We're in October now. Is anything kind of crossed the path? Is CCC kind of on the mind? Have you thinking about elsewhere? Or?
I applied for CCC. And then I'm also thinking about KU and K-State.
All right. So keeping it here
soon.
In Kansas. Keeping it here in Kansas.
Yeah.
No aspirations of of reaching outside the states yet. Yet, at
yet.
Least. So very cool. K-State, KU, or CCC. And, of course, you can head on into either of those two after attending CCC as well. So, and Carly, anything? What are you kind of interested in? Are you kind of going towards CCC or kind of stretching elsewhere?
I think I'm going to go to CCC for a year. And then I might go to Pitt State or Wichita. Or Arkansas, or...
whoever.
I have
whoever
a lot
comes
in
knocking
mind.
There. Yeah,
yeah,
whoever comes knocking. And again, you know, with as easy and as much as they try and help the student at CCC, it is good to go there for a year, for
yeah.
a semester,
yeah.
get some classes, fill your time, and then figure out what you guys want to do from there. So again, Molly Carnes,
sure.
Carly Brashler here with us this morning. Thanks for taking some time and giving us an update on Field Kinley for the week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Of course, we got the latest Chronicles of the Old West, and then Open Line continues after this.